After he read the message, Gaius crushed the parchment in his fist and fell to his knees. His mind was jumbled with thoughts and memories. So many choices, so many losses, so many regrets. He wasn't sure how long it was before the echoing sound of footsteps drew him from his painful reverie. The small hand of his 2-year-old son, Magnus, pressed against his arm. His wife, Althea, stood at the far end of the room, blocking the light from the window in his chambers.
Papa?
Gaius glanced, blurry-eyed, at Magnus. Instead of replying, he pulled the boy's small body against him and tried to take comfort in his son's embrace.
What was in that message that's upset you?
Althea asked crisply, staring down her nose at him. His throat constricted, as if fighting to speak the truth of it. He finally pulled back from his son to glance up at her.
She's dead, he said,
his words as dry and brittle as fallen leaves.
Who's dead?
He didn't want to answer questions. He didn't want to talk to his wife today, especially not about this.
Papa?
Magnus said again, confused, and Gaius looked into his son's bright eyes.
Why are you so sad, Papa?
He placed his hands on the toddler's cheeks.
It's all right, he assured the boy. All is well, my son.
Althea's jaw had tightened, and there was no kindness in her eyes.
Pull yourself together, Gaius, lest a servant happen to see you like this.
And what if they did?
He thought. Althea was always so concerned about outward appearances and the opinions of others, no matter who they might be. His appreciation for her attention to detail and royal decorum often outweighed his overall apathy for the woman. But today, it only made him hate her.
Take Magnus, he said,
rising to his feet and fixing the stoniest of looks upon his wife.
And send for my mother. I need to see her immediately.
She frowned.
But Gaius,
no! He snapped at her. With an impatient sigh, Althea took Magnus by his tiny hand and led him out of the room. Gaius began pacing his chamber, from the heavy oak door that had the Lemurian credo of strength, faith, wisdom, carved deeply into its surface, to the windows overlooking the Silver Sea. He finally stopped, silently staring down at the cold waters that crashed into the icy cliffs far below the palace window. It wasn't very long before the door creaked open behind him, and he turned to face his mother. The pained expression he wore drew her brows together. Fine lines fanned out around her dark gray eyes.
My darling, Celia de Mora said. What has happened?